If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Margaret is here today for Am I Wrong? I was singing it just like they do on it.
Yeah, good job.
Margaret, what's up? What's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I have a situation.
Yeah.
Hi. And I need to know, am I wrong?
Okay, what's the situation?
All right, so I went out with my boyfriend, Victor, last night.
Oh, no.
And when we get to the restaurant, no, that's okay.
Oh, okay.
We get to the restaurant, and my high school friend is our waitress. And
oh.
I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, I haven't seen her in years since high school. And so we're talking, and she was so sweet, but we lost touch, you know. So at the end of the meal, we get our check. And I'm like, Victor, you know, give her a good tip. Like, she's a friend of mine. I haven't seen her forever.
Right.
He said, no, I'm tipping 15%. And I was like, come on, I know her from high school. She's, like, so sweet. I haven't seen her forever. Just give her some extra money. And he's like, no, she wasn't that good. I'm not giving her anything extra. And I just got so mad, so I pulled out my own money, gave her, like, an extra $5. But then we got in this big argument, and he's like, just because you know her doesn't mean you have to tip her, and she wasn't good. And I'm like, yeah, but if you know the person, then you don't be cheap. You, like, give them a little bit extra.
Yeah, I agree.
This whole big argument.
Okay, all
right. I would have done the same exact thing.
Yeah, Victor's your boyfriend's name, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, cheap Victor, let's give him a call. Here we go. Victor, I'm just going to say ring, ring, okay? And then you can pretend like you're answering the phone.
Hello?
Victor.
Hey.
What's up, my man? How are you?
Doing well. Who's this?
Victor. My name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Victor.
And we host the Big A Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up?
What is up, dog?
What's up?
Yeah, this is cool, huh? Oh, listen, before you say anything you're going to regret, your girlfriend, Margaret, is with us as well.
Oh, God.
So, see,
hi,
there,
Victor.
You go. Yeah.
Victor, Margaret told us that she's a little bit upset with you for not tipping her friend a little bit more when you guys went out to eat.
Are you serious?
Yeah, apparently she said, please give her more money. And you said, no, she wasn't that good. But it was a friend of hers from high school. So I guess she wanted to make a good impression. Right, Margaret?
Yes, absolutely. That's just polite. And that's how you treat your friends.
Yeah, but we didn't get good service, Margaret. I told you at the time. I'm like, she didn't... I gave her 15%, which is standard, which is fine. Had she gone over and above, I would have given her more, but she didn't. It wasn't good service.
It doesn't matter. She's a friend. I haven't seen her in forever. We could throw her a little extra money.
Yeah.
That was awful service, you know?
Yeah, but you don't tip people because they show up. That's not how this works. Like,
that's what our boss says.
You tip them because they're doing good service.
But
so,
you take care of the people in your life. You take care of your family. You take care of your friends. You know,
what do you
family
mean?
Family was helping you out.
Your life because you haven't seen her since high school. What are you talking about,
Margaret? Is this like a friend that you see regularly, or is it someone you just went to high school with and you haven't seen in like 10 years?
Well, I haven't seen her, but we were really close in high school. But you know, you lose touch over the years,
right? And I just think it's a little bit awkward, especially since you knew her. Like, if she didn't do like the worst service ever, I think you should have just at least given her 20%.
Absolutely.
No. Look, if she had given us good service, I would have given her 30%. Like 40. I would have had no problem.
No, you wouldn't. But I've never seen you do that.
All right.
Well, hang on the radio.
Hang on one
second. You know, come on now.
Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. If you go to a restaurant and the server is somebody you know, do you automatically have to give them more money? 340-9595. Your phone call's coming up next. Victor and Margaret are here, and they went out last night. And Margaret, a friend of yours was the waitress, a friend from high school. So what did you tell Victor to do?
I told Victor not to be cheap and to give her a little bit extra money.
And Victor, what did you do?
I gave her 15% because the service wasn't that good, and that's standard.
Okay. All right. And then Margaret threw down some of her own money and yelled at Victor for the rest of the night and into this morning. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? Alyssa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, who's right? Who's wrong?
She's right. He's wrong. I don't even know
what kind of person would consider themselves a good person and they tip 15%? The minimum is 20.
Oh, so you're saying 20% no matter what. So if it's a friend of yours from high school, how much should you tip?
If it was me, I would do an extra 5%, maybe an extra 10%.
I probably would, too. I agree with you. I thought the minimum, like, I thought 20 was, like, a standard good, great tip. I feel like if you tip 15, it means you didn't do great, right?
Well, the minimum, regardless, is 20%. And trust me, when servers are, and bartenders, anybody in the service industry is dealing with hundreds of people a day, they're not going to be on point every second of the day.
Right.
And we remember bad tippers.
Right, you don't remember the good tippers, though.
Oh, we remember them, too.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I mean, if it were somebody I knew, I would probably tip more. If it were somebody who knew me, I would tip the most. Like, but you can give me the worst service ever. You could serve me a plate of gruel. But if you go, are you Marque from the radio?
Right, yeah.
I'll give you, like, $40.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, you have a very distinct voice. So people will be like, oh, my God, I know you.
Right.
As soon as you open your mouth.
And the last thing I need is somebody on Facebook or Yelp going, Marque left me 15%.
Right, exactly.
What a douchebag.
Yeah, exactly.
I already have enough people saying that on Facebook. 340-95.
No more room for that.
By the way, Megan, can you please delete that? Katrina from the Matthews Bridge, how are you?
Hi, it's Karina. Hi.
Oh, hi, Karina. Sorry about that. What'd you want to say? What do you think?
Okay, a few things, but I'm going to keep it short. So I totally agree. Like, if you know somebody, definitely tip them a little bit more. I think $5 is way too much. 20% seems appropriate. However, I think it goes both ways. If this waiter knew this girl from high school and they were close then, I feel like she could have also done some extra things. Like,
right.
It sounds like she didn't do that much more for her friend either.
Right, like go above and beyond.
Right, like, I don't know, something, chips, I don't know. But so I
chips, yeah. Bring me, like, a free app.
Oh, you mean the server could have, like, hooked her up a little bit.
Right, like, if that's true, that's a good point, too. Yeah,
that
like,
is a good point.
If you were really someone I knew from high school, let me hook you up, and then maybe you'll come back more. Hey, thanks so much for
my friends who are servers, like, that's what they always do. But then it puts you in a position where you, like, have to overtip, though. Because if they're giving you a free drink or something, you're like, oh, well, now I have to. You're basically spending the same amount of money if they wouldn't hook you up.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Even, well, Kelly, your friend Kelly, who worked at Taco Lou.
Yeah.
Best waitress I probably ever had.
She's really great.
We went there. No. And, you know, we knew her. And I said, I want to sit in Kelly's section. But then the service was amazing. Like,
she's,
I would,
like, the best at it.
I think
really
I tipped
is.
Her more than I actually paid for my tacos. Because it was so good.
Yeah, she is really great.
Yeah, 340-9595. Laura from the North Side, what do you think?
I think the boyfriend's right.
You think the boyfriend's right?
Yeah, I don't think you should pay for a service that isn't up to par. I mean, as a waitress, you should work for your money. You know, you want to get that tip. You don't, just because she's your friend, you're not going to support her, are you?
Right, that's true. I mean, you don't just wander around handing your friends money. At least my friends don't.
You know, and so if you're going to come over and wait on me, then I expect good service if you want that 20 or 30% tip. And I'm a big tipper. I'm big on that.
Yeah.
You don't get a good service.
But I don't think... I don't think she gave them bad service, so I think that's why it was, like, awkward for her, because, like, she said, he said it was just, like, normal.
It wasn't, like, exceptional service.
Yeah.
Nikki from Atlantic Beach, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. What'd you want to say, Nikki?
I want to say I agree with Victor on this one.
You do?
I'm a server myself,
uh-huh.
And when I serve my friends, I don't expect them to give me anything extra than any other one of my tables, unless I earn it,
right.
You know?
Right.
Or if you do above and beyond, like that one girl said, and give like a free pie. But sometimes when you give free stuff or a free app, you don't expect money in return. You're just doing it to be nice, you know?
Yeah. But then, like, the person from the other end of that, like, you feel like you should give them a little bit more because you want to, like, show that you're appreciative, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, even if you don't tip a little extra and somebody does something nice for you, you know, it's just a token of appreciation of your friendship. You don't have to tip extra, but I firmly believe that if you want that 20 or 30%, you got to hustle and get to your table.
Yeah, you got
to
work for it.
Take care of them.
Yeah.
If you get a 15% tip, it's probably because you didn't refill their drinks or they had to sit and wait and they weren't attentive. I work at a very busy restaurant.
Right.
And you just communicate with your table.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You have to leave them sit for a few minutes.
Right.
Communicate with them.
Communication is always key. Hey, thanks for calling, Nikki. We appreciate it. We went to a restaurant once. A friend of mine invited me to this restaurant and said, one of her, like, neighbors was the manager. And she's like, oh, he'll probably hook us up, whatever. So we went there and we got drinks and apps, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he came by and he goes, did you guys want dessert? And I go, no. He's like, you have to try the pineapple upside down, whatever.
Yeah.
It's delicious. And I go, no, he goes, no, I'm going to bring you one. So he brought us one. And then I got the bill, and that damn cake was on the bill.
See, you
and
can't,
I was like, whoa, whoa.
No, you can't do that.
I thought he was comping it because I clearly said, no, I don't want dessert. He goes, you have to try it. I'm going to bring you one.
You can't, yeah, you can't like force it on someone and then make them pay for it.
And then he put it on the bill. And I don't know if maybe he forgot to delete it
maybe,
or whatever.
Yeah. Did you say something though?
No, I paid for it and I never talked to him again.
Well, that's the ultimate punishment right there. Not having you speak to him.
Wait, maybe that was his plan all along.
Now that I mention it.
Interesting. 340-9595. Darian from the South Side, what'd you want to say?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
First off, I want to go ahead and say that the girlfriend is definitely right. Because no matter what, I could go out with my wife. If she had a high school friend or that they haven't seen each other in 10 years, regardless, even if the service was god-awful, I wouldn't ever tip less than 20%.
Never less than 20.
Never less than 20%. Now, if my wife actually knew this person or I knew this person, even if we were long-lost friends, whatever, I would probably bump that up to 25 or 30%. Even if the service was awful, because you don't know what's going on. They could be in the weeds. They could, you know, be nervous that they haven't seen this person in so
right.
long. So, girlfriend is definitely right.
That's something that I thought about, too. Like, maybe she was kind of not being the best and on top of it because maybe she felt awkward, like, seeing her.
Exactly.
And maybe she just didn't feel right, so that's why she didn't keep going back.
Hey, how's your life going? This is my life.
Yeah, you never know.
That awkward conversation, so that could have been it.
Right, totally.
That's definitely over tip if it's somebody that you know.
All right, hey, good point. Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.